But I can't let you leave here without giving you a little bit about Christmas. Brother Jesse about stole my thunder this morning in the Sunday school class, but I sidetracked him so I could go ahead and preach this today. So anyway, Luke chapter 1 this morning. Begin reading with us, if you would, this morning in verse number 26. I like to say it's wonderful to have all of you out today, and good number of you, and I thank God for you. My deepest desire is that God would just richly pour out His blessings upon you this season. And most of all, that by Him doing so, it would just kind of sharpen our focus just a little bit on Jesus and how good He's been to us. And I think Sister Marie said something in that just kind of stuck with me for a second. You know, we have been through a lot together in the last year. And if we pile all of that hardship in a pile and then compare that to the pile of God's blessings that we could put together, then blessings will far outweigh anything else that come our way. Luke chapter 1, verse number 26. If you found it, we'd ask you to stand this morning. Let's honor the reading of God's holy word. The Bible says, "And in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent unto God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her." By the help of the Lord this morning, we'd like to preach to you a message entitled, Mary Had a Little Lamb. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you once again. Lord, we've been in awe just to be in your presence today. Oh, Lord, I'm thankful, Lord, as was testified this morning. Lord, I don't desire to go by man's schedules. Lord, I don't desire to go by formats and things like that. I simply just want your spirit to move, Lord. And we've witnessed it from the time we walked in this morning, beginning for Sunday school, just how your spirit has moved in a special way. Now, Lord, I need you to move one more time. Oh, Lord, I need you to move upon me to preach. Lord, I need your unction and your anointing today. I stand, Lord, knowing I'm not worthy of it. But, Lord, I'm asking you by your grace, Lord, that you'd give it unto me today, that your word might go forth preached, Lord, in power and authority. I pray, Lord, for those that are here today that don't know Christ as Savior and Lord. I pray, Lord, today. And Lord, I'm asking you, Father, and I've been asking and been asking, and I'll ask again, Father. Oh, Lord, would you draw them that they might be saved today? Lord, don't let anything hinder them, Lord. And I beg you, Father, don't let them leave this building, Lord, today until they've come to Jesus Christ and received the forgiveness of their sins. And Lord, that they'd put their faith and trust in Him and be saved. Oh, Lord, I pray don't let this service end today, Lord, until that happens. And Father, I just pray, Lord, that your blessings be upon each one. And we'll love you and thank you in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. You may be seated this morning. In our childhoods, most of us learned a little old nursery rhyme and even sang it to a melody about Mary had a little lamb. And it said something kind of like Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. But you know, there's a whole lot more to the story of Mary's lamb than that little old nursery rhyme. And these few lines, they're kind of enough to remind us of the childhood song, but many of us as children, it never dawned in our minds the truth of the story of Mary's lamb. And that a young girl named Mary did indeed have a little lamb. And the Bible tells us of a Jewish man from the lineage of David that was named Joseph that was betrothed to a young Jewish maiden by the name of Mary. During the time of the betrothal, word had come to Joseph that Mary was pregnant. And Joseph knew that he wasn't a father of this child. And he had believed that Mary had been unfaithful to him and decides to put her away for a divorce. Yet Joseph loves Mary, the Bible tells us, and he seeks to put Mary away privately because the penalty for Mary's crime, had it become public, was that Mary had to be stoned to death. And what happens is that before Joseph can put Mary away and divorce her, an angel of the Lord comes unto Joseph and sends word to him that Mary is actually carrying a child that was miraculously fathered by the Holy Ghost. And he's told that the child is going to be a special child with a special mission. And that in fact this child is to be the Savior. Well, Joseph follows God's instructions and takes Mary as his wife. And Mary eventually delivers this child in the little town of Bethlehem as was prophesied by Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. When she did, this little lamb was born. And in one of the greatest stories in all of Scripture, we learn the truth that Mary had a little lamb. And it's that lamb, the Lord Jesus, that I want to preach about today. And I pray the Lord would help us to see why this message of the little lamb is so special today. The first thing I want you to look at as we look in Luke chapter 1 this morning is Mary's actually carrying a child about this lamb and about Mary and about all that was going on in this story that we read. And the first thing I want you to see is that the place of the lamb was reserved. The place of the lamb was reserved. The Bible says that in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent unto God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And I want you to see how this place of the Lamb was reserved. Number one, God reserved this as a pure place. The Bible said that the Lamb was to be born to a virgin. It tells us that in the book of Isaiah chapter 7 and verse number 14. And we find out that the angel Gabriel was sent unto God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin who was espoused to a man whose name was Joseph. God by His providence had kept Mary pure all of her life so He could send the Messiah through her loins. And the Bible tells us He prepared this place as a pure place. And folks, that's an important thing for you and I to understand, is that Mary had to be pure in order for Jesus to come through her. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 4 and in verse number 4, the Apostle Paul wrote, "When the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." And the only way that God could do that was that He would prepare a pure place for the Messiah to be born in. Not only did He prepare a pure place, but the Bible tells us He prepared a prophesied place. Because in verse number 31, the Bible says the angel tells Mary, this hasn't happened yet, but it's getting ready to. He said, "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call His name Jesus." We see the place of the birth of Christ, being Mary herself, was a prophesied place. You can go through from the Old Testament to the New Testament and you will find hundreds of prophecies about the Lord Jesus Christ, and every one of them up to His first birth have come true. Folks, that is an uncanny accuracy that no prediction can make, that no individual who tries to predict events and tries to fortune tell and tries to do all these things could ever make. But the Bible is 100% accurate on all of the prophecies leading up to the first birth of Jesus Christ. We understand it was a prophesied place. In the fullness of time, the Bible said, God sent forth His Son made of a woman. He was made under the law so He could redeem you and I that was condemned by the law because of the sin that we had committed. He has set us free. He has washed us clean. He now sits us in heavenly places and He's adopted us as His own children. Thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. It was a prophesied place. And thirdly, it was a prepared place. Brother Jesse asked a question in Sunday school. He said, why do you think that God chose Mary? I know there's a lot of reasons. She was pure. She came through the lineage of David. That was prophesied, just what we talked about, all these things. But I'll tell you the one thing that I think the most, and this is just my own opinion, but I believe she was prepared by God. Folks, the Bible tells me something in verse number 38. Mary looked up after she had questioned the angel. She said, how's this going to happen? I've never known a man. How am I going to get pregnant? How am I going to conceive this child? I've never known a man before. But when the angel explains how it's going to happen in verse number 38, Mary said, behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. You know what that tells me about Mary? It tells me that Mary lived in accordance to the word of God. She did not live in accordance to the wisdom of man, because the wisdom of man couldn't figure out how a virgin could become pregnant with a child of the Holy Ghost. The wisdom of man couldn't figure out how God had prophesied this hundreds of years in advance and still brought it forth to pass in the city of Bethlehem. The wisdom of man cannot comprehend the things of God. God takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And Mary said, hey, I may not be able to understand this. I may not be able to figure all this out. But I'm going to tell you one thing that I know. I have lived according to the Word of God up until now. And I'm not going to stop living according to it now. She said, be it unto me according to thy word. Church, God can use individuals that live in accordance to the Word of God. We got so many people today that say, I think. Well, you know what? I think it ought to be like this. I think it ought to be. I think I'll do by this. I think I'll go this way. And in my opinion, let me tell you something. Let's throw out our opinions and let's find out what the Word of God says and let's live in accordance to the Word of God. Hey, it was a place of the Lamb was reserved, a pure place, a prophesied place, and a prepared place. And secondly, we not only see the place of the Lamb reserved, we see the promise of the Lamb revealed. The promise of the Lamb revealed. Look about this Lamb. He was promised to be a special child. The Bible said, He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. Folks, this was not just any child that was being born. This was not just a normal baby that was coming forth. But the Bible said that this would be a great child. The Bible said that this child would be called the Son of the Highest. Folks, we see these manger scenes and this little baby sitting there and everybody goos and gahs over this little baby in a manger. But can I tell you right now that this little baby that's in a manger is the same King of Kings and Lord of Lords that one day is going to split the eastern sky, and He's going to come back in the sound of the trump of God, and He's going to call His church home to be with Him, and we're going to rule and reign with Him for 1,000 years. I'm telling you, this is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the great I Am, who spoke all of this into existence by the power of His Word. It's that baby that laid in that manger that hung on the cross of Calvary. He was the Son of the Highest. He was King of Kings. He died for you and I. He shed His blood for you and I so that we could be made free. I think we ought to praise Him. Give Him glory in the house of God. This isn't just some special child. This is the Son of God. This is the Son of the Highest, and someone that will be great. When John the Baptist was baptizing in that river Jordan, Jesus came along to fulfill all righteousness. He looked over and saw Jesus, and he said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. John knew this wasn't just some normal person. John knew this was the hope of all humanity. John knew that this was the way, the truth, and the life. John knew this was the resurrection and the life. John knew that before Abraham was, Jesus.
Jesus said, I am. God knew all of these things. This is the Son of the Highest.
Hey, this was a special child. Not only is it a promise of a special child, but it's the promise of a saving child. Because the Bible said that you're going to call His name Jesus. And the word Jesus simply means Jehovah is salvation. And folks, it tells us something when we say the name of Jesus. Oh, they sang that song up here. Oh, how I love Jesus. You want to know why I love Jesus? Because He saved me. Hallelujah, He saved me. He didn't give me a mansion. He didn't give me Rolls to drive. He didn't give me Gucci and Rolex. He didn't give me all those things. Oh, but He gave me something greater. He gave me something worth a whole lot more. He gave my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. He gave me a hope. He gave me assurance. He gave me a peace. He gave me a joy. Hallelujah. I'll never trade it in for anything the world has. Hallelujah. He's a saving child. Glory to God. He gave us the promise of a saving child. And He gave us the promise of a sovereign child. Because the Bible said He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And the Lord God shall give unto Him the throne of His father David. Folks, this is a sovereign child. Oh, hallelujah. This is the King. This is not your normal little baby that's in the nursery at the hospital. As wonderful as they are, I remember the day when my son was born. I remember it like it was today. And I remember they took him down to the nursery and they stuck him on this little scale. And they ain't, but you know, the scale ain't too big because the baby's only about yay big. And I've got a picture right there of him laying on the scale and me looking over top of him. And oh, what a proud moment that is. That's my only begotten son. That's the babe right there. Hallelujah, it's your firstborn. Oh, and it means so much to you. But I'll tell you right now, this was not that babe. This was the Son of God. This was the one who was a sovereign child that's going to rule and reign over the house of David. He's going to rule from the throne of David. Glory to God. He's going to rule over the house of Jacob forever. Oh, I'll tell you right now, they can fight over land in the Middle East if they want to. They can fight and feud and all these other things. But I'm telling you right now, there's coming a day when all these wars in the Middle East are going to be put down and Jesus Christ is going to reign from the throne of David forever and ever. Hallelujah. This was the promise of the sovereign child. Hey. The only way you'll ever have a peace accord is when Jesus comes. And thirdly and lastly, we see the place of the Lamb reserved. We see the promise of the Lamb revealed. And lastly, we see the power of the Lamb released. Here's where it comes down to. Oh, here's where we can take it and use it every day right here. Hey, look at the power of the Lamb released. Number one, He had the power to address Mary's problem. He had the power. Do you believe He's got the power to address your problem today? Glory to God. He's got the power. She said, Lord, she told that angel, she said, how can this be? Seeing I know not a man. Hey, angel, it's kind of impossible, don't you think, for me to have a baby. I've never been with a man before. I'm betrothed to this fellow by the name of Joseph. He lives plumb across town. We don't get together until that day. I don't know how this is going to happen. She had a problem with all these things wouldn't work out. But the angel said, hey, let me tell you something, Mary. The power of God is going to overshadow you. Let me tell you right now, when the power of God overshadows your problem, you can realize your problem is solved. Hallelujah. You need to get the shadow of God to come down and walk across your path. When you get the shadow of God, the Bible tells us in the book of Acts, along come Peter walking. Did he not, preacher? Along come Peter walking. The Bible said they were dragging the lame out and bring them, if just so the shadow of Peter could walk by them. Because even if the shadow of Peter walked by them, they'd be healed of any disease and infirmity. Let me tell you something. What's your problem today? Whatever it is, get the shadow of God to come by. Hey, He had the power to address Mary's problem. Secondly, He had the power to afford Mary's proof. She said, and He said, by the way, Mary,
If you don't believe what I'm telling you, if you still ain't quite sure yet, you remember your cousin Elizabeth? She's old and beyond years. She's barren. She can't have a baby. Her biological clock stopped years ago. It's impossible. Can I tell you right now, she's pregnant. It just didn't happen yesterday, by the way. She's been carrying this child around for 6 months. If you don't believe what I'm telling you, why don't you go down to where Elizabeth lives at and see what's going on. Ah, glory. You say, preacher, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to manage this. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I don't know how I'm going to take this. Hey, let me tell you something. Every night you just need to go find somebody else that's already been through something. Glory to God, I'm preaching now. You just need to go find somebody that's been through something. And they'll tell you, hey, let me tell you how I got through it. Glory to God, God got me through it. Hallelujah. If you don't believe what the Word says, then look at my life. God got me through it. You say, preacher, I don't know how God could save somebody like me. I've done this and I've done that. Oh, I've never been much of anything. Let me tell you something. Just come talk to me. I'll tell you what God did for me. And He'll give you proof in your life that God can do it for you too. Hey, He had the power to afford Mary some proof. And He had the power to assure Mary's promise. Even if all else failed, Mary could have sat there and looked at that angel and said, "Now, angel, I don't believe a word you're saying. Because number one, I've never been with a man. Ain't no way I can get pregnant. And number two, you might tell me Elizabeth is pregnant, but how do I know you're not lying? I could go down there and I could find out. I know she's old. She can't be having babies at this age." And He reminded her of simply one little old sentence. He said, "By the way, Mary, if you still have any doubts at all, won't you remember something? For with God, all things are possible." Hallelujah. 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 For with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For with God. You remember that day we saw the CT with the tumors on it. With God, all things are possible. Glory to God. You say, "I don't know if this will happen. I don't know if I can make it through this or not. I don't know how I'm going to do it." Can I remind you today? For with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. He can get you through it all. Glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, "Mary, even if you don't believe what I'm telling you, God said it's all possible anyway." Whew. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Preacher, I don't believe what you've got to say. Don't believe me. Believe God. Hallelujah. Believe God. He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I could ever ask or think. Hallelujah. There's nothing impossible with God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Preacher, I didn't sign up for this. Glory to God, jump on now while it's going by. Hallelujah. With God, all things are possible. And look what else. Last thing, and this is over. He afforded Mary some proof, addressed her problem, assured her promise, and then He authored Mary's power. He authored Mary's power. "Angel, I don't know how I'm going to get pregnant. I've never been with a man. I don't know how that this is going to happen. I don't know how Elizabeth can get pregnant. I don't know how anything you say can be true. And even if it is true, how am I going to get through it? I'll be the laughing stock of the town. Joseph won't want me anymore. All these things will happen. And I'm going to get stoned. The law says nobody's going to believe this. How am I going to do it?" He said, "You let me worry about that." She said, "Lord, that's all I need to know. Be it unto me according to thy word." He's the author and the finisher of your faith. Doesn't matter if I don't know how it's going to get done anyway. As long as God says it's going to get done, I just trust what He says. And there came a day in my life when I didn't know how God could save me, how God could fix this mess, how God could do all these things. But I heard a preacher telling me about the love of Jesus and that I could call upon God and He'd save me. And no matter what I'd done in life, He'd forgive me and cleanse me, wash me. And you know what? I came to Jesus. And honest to goodness, I didn't know if God could have fixed it all in my mind. I didn't know how He was going to do it. I fully expected that it was just going to keep snowballing. But you know what? I just came to Jesus and I said, God, I don't know if You can fix this mess I've made or not. I said, but Lord, if You'll just save me, I'll serve You the rest of my life. And you know what? He saved me and I've been serving Him ever since. And you know what? I do my absolute best not to doubt Him anymore. I do my absolute best not to doubt Him anymore. Oh, I tell you, a couple of weeks ago, I was just kneeling down and praying, and it literally is in the middle of the night, and my wife laying beside the bed there, and she was sleeping, and God just moved on me, and I began to kneel down, and I was praying about one specific issue. Oh, and I'll tell you right now, and you know, I began to cry and began to call out. I don't do a lot of crying. I do my best not to do much of that at all, and you just can't do a whole lot of it at times, and you don't want to get so emotionally attached. No good to nobody and all these, but I began to cry out, and I didn't think, I thought this was really, you know, this is what I can see, but I don't see it happening. I don't know how it's going to, and you know what? All of a sudden, the word of the Lord just came forth, and one little old verse out of Proverbs just popped into my mind. Oh, and I just began to cry and just began to thank God. And the one little old verse said, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Oh, glory, it brought comfort all of a sudden in the middle of the night to me. I've been praying about this and I'd been praying about that, and I said, oh God, don't let this go, don't let that, oh Lord, draw this way. And all of a sudden the word, though, I just looked up and said, oh Lord, thank You for Your word being unto me, Lord, according to Thy word. Hallelujah. The word of God dispels every doubt. What do you doubt today? What's your doubt today? You doubt God can save you? You doubt God wants to save you? You doubt God has the ability or loves you enough to care enough about you to save you? Oh, I'm here to tell you, God loves you so much that He sent His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, this Son of the Highest. He sent for you. He sent for me. And He hung on Calvary's tree, bearing your sin, bearing my sin. And He made a trade-off. He who knew no sin was made sin so that I could then become the righteousness of God in Him. What a trade-off that is. Oh, whatever is your doubt today, for with God, nothing, nothing, nothing is impossible. Would you stand? Brother Delmer, would you get us a song of invitation this morning? I'd ask you to bow your head as they come. Oh, what's your doubt today? What's your issue today? With heads bowed and eyes closed, and please, I beg you, no one move around. Let God's Holy Spirit have liberty today. We've had a wonderful time. But here's the most important time of the service. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, would there be a one here today? You'd be honest enough right now. You'd be honest enough right now. You'd say, preacher, I'm here, but I'm not saved. Yeah, I'm a good person. Yeah, I may even attend church and I may do this or that. But deep down in my soul, I know I'm not saved. And today God has spoken to your heart. You know if you were to die right now that you'd miss heaven. You wouldn't go. But you'd go to that awful place called hell. But you know God loved you enough to keep you out of it. And you'd say,
say, "Preacher, that's me today. God is dealing with my heart. I'm not saved." While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, and I'll in no way embarrass you or come to you at all, I won't call your name. But would you be honest enough simply to slip your hand up and bring it back down quickly? Say, "Preacher, pray for me. I'm not saved. God's dealing with my heart. We'll wait on you." Would there be one right now in a crowd this size? I dare say there's at least one, and maybe even more. Pray for me. This won't save you, but it lets me know you're concerned about your soul. And I want to pray for you today. Would there be a one right now? Right now. And I'm not embarrassing you. Pray for me. I'm not saved. I'm not saved. You may be here today and you'd say, "Preacher, I've been saved, but I've strayed away from God. I've walked away. I'm no longer living in accordance to the Word of God. I can't stand like Mary and say, 'Be it unto me according to thy word.' I'm living my own life. I'm doing my own thing. And I know I'm out of the will of God right now. And preacher, I realize that. Would you pray for me?" Would there be a one right now while heads are bowed and eyes are closed? Lord, be real still. And just say, "Preacher, would you pray for me? Would you slip your hand up?" God bless that hand. Would there be another? Would there be another right now? Would you just be honest with God? God bless that hand. Would there be another? "I've been saved, but I'm not the will of God right now. Would you pray for me?" Would there be another right now? God bless that hand. How about it? Would there be another? Would there be another? Oh, God is so good to you this morning. Would there be another? "Preacher, I'm saved, and I'm in the will of God. I have doubts in my mind about this. I have doubts in my mind about that. I don't know what it is you do. Preacher, would you pray for me this morning?" God bless that hand. Would there be another? "Preacher, I have doubts. I'm fighting doubts. I have doubts." Would there be another? I'm going to pray for you right now. And then we're going to have a song of invitation. Tarry a long time, but I want to give you an opportunity to come today. Those of you that are out of the will of God, you can come today because Jesus loves you with an everlasting love, and He wants you to be in perfect fellowship with Him so He can lead your life and bless your life. Oh, hallelujah, He's got a plan for you. If you're here today and there's doubts in your heart, you can come to God. Just simply come to the altar today. Father, I pray for each one that's here today, and especially for these that raised their hand. Father, I pray right now, Lord, do a work within their soul and draw them to this altar. They're concerned about their soul, Lord, for they wouldn't raise their hand. Now, Lord, I pray, draw them. Take all hindrances away, Lord, today, and draw by the power of Jesus. We love you in Jesus' name.